Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Today we're going to explore one of my favorite topics. It is time for your second act, maybe a second chapter in your life, a new job, a new role, a new business, a new relationship, or maybe just a new belief in yourself. Look, if you're ready to change, this podcast is going to be a game changer. And today you're going to discover the complete blueprint for starting from scratch in your personal and professional life. Now, these secrets that I'm going to reveal today allowed me to go from a fitness expert, all right, I was a world-renowned fitness expert, to a world-renowned author in personal development and time management, and to become a business coach to millionaires and a couple of people that are on the verge of being billionaires. I've also had my work translated into Russian. I have coaching clients from over 21 countries, and I hold workshops in England, Australia, South Africa, Germany, Lithuania, Canada, and America. And most importantly, the blueprint today that will be revealed to you allowed me to become the man that I needed to become to achieve the dreams I wanted to achieve. And it's going to do amazing things for you too. All right. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and get ready for a step-by-step blueprint for starting again. Now, if you're tired of not reaching your full potential in your current role or current area of life, and you're ready to play up a level and build a new future, then trust me, this message is for you. So sit back, take notes, and get ready to be so fired up with clarity, focus, purpose, passion, that your success will become inevitable. Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable, and my first amazing book, The Perfect Day Formula, about how to own your day and control your life. Grab your copy at freeperfectdaybook.com so that you can improve in any area of life. All right, now recently I've come to a big conclusion that what you accomplish in life isn't limited as much by your skills as it is by your attitude. Now, if you're a high performer, you know that. You totally understand that. And that's why I want to spend some time doing a deep dive into eliminating the limiting beliefs before we get into helping you make that huge transition in your career. Because you see, limiting beliefs are like mental handcuffs. They're holding you back in so many areas of life. For example, you might have a poor money mindset that you got from mom and dad, right? Maybe you're a kid, mom and dad fought about money. That happens all the time. Or maybe you have a limiting belief, a limiting label that you've put upon yourself or that others have put upon you because of physical or mental abuse suffered as a child. Now listen, I hope that you never had to deal with that. But if you did, you understand how your past can put you in a prison and it can hold you there hostage in that first chapter of your life where you just can't move on, you can't turn the page, and it's so frustrating. But just realize that's not your fault. You were just a kid, and if you do the deep work, everything is going to be okay. Now, one of the most important things you need to understand as you make this transition in your life is that in order to overcome limiting beliefs, we have to trace back the origin, the source of that belief. For example, I'm going to be totally transparent here. I'm going to say stuff that's really embarrassing to me, but I am going to reveal to you a limiting belief that I have recently kicked to the curb, why I had it in the first place. Okay, so for a long time, I had a fear of rejection. In sales, you know, I didn't want to make sales calls. I didn't want to do face-to-face selling. It's so much easier for me to hide behind email. And I also had fear of rejection in my personal life, in relationships with girls and relationships with friends. And you know what? It really held me back, right? It held me back. And so what I realized, what I had to do was, okay, I'm going to trace this back. And it stemmed from my father being a jerk to me, which I interpreted as rejection. Now that led to subconscious behaviors, patterns within me that stopped me from opening up. So if you don't open up, you don't get rejected, right? And encourage binge drinking at a young age because then that allowed me to overcome the limiting belief or at least overcome the obstacle and there was less pain, and it was easier for me to go and open up. And the, you know, the fear of rejection also supported my introverted tendencies. You know, don't talk too much to people so that you don't get rejected. Basically, you know, don't open yourself up because you don't get hurt. Now, of course, that's part of life, right? The more that you pour yourself into relationships, of course, the more you risk getting hurt. But if you don't take any risk, you don't get any reward. And so I fell into this trap of repeating my father's behaviors as well. And I rejected a lot of people out of my life, you know, being distant with people, rejected them. Disappearing from relationships, rejected some people. None of this served me. And so I fixed it. Actually, I take that back. Some of it did serve me. And so often, a lot of times people say, well, I can't, you know, they're hanging around negative people and they can't stop hanging around them. They don't want to feel bad about it. I was almost to the opposite extreme, that if there's someone, I could just cut somebody out of my life like that, no problem. And so that was good. It did serve me in those few relationships that had to end. But for most cases, it did not serve me. So what I realized I had to do is I had to trace it back to the source, overcome that, do talk therapy over, and over time, I was able to beat that. Now, it just took me too long to figure this out, and I don't want you to wait any longer. Now, a second step after going and tracing it back to the source, second step in destroying these limitations is to create vulnerable content that you share with friends or on stage via podcasts and YouTube videos, Instagram. Listen, it's uncomfortable, but if you are in a business where you're a personality-based business, if you're the type of person who has to get in front of camera, if you write articles, it's going to serve you when you share your vulnerability on stage, even if you're the CEO of a company. This day and age, weakness is not to be feared, and it's okay to reveal a little bit about yourself, okay? So that's very important, because first, it's going to foster a deeper connection with the hundreds of employees you have, the thousands of people that watch your YouTube videos, and the millions of people that will come across your message, maybe through your books, podcasts, whatever it is that you do. And people will be grateful to hear your story, as I am sure that you are at least interested, if not grateful, in hearing the story that I just shared with you, right? Because you're like, oh man, if that's what he went through, at least I don't feel so bad about, you know, my limiting beliefs around money. At least I wasn't like Craig, who had that limiting fear of rejection, right? And so now you and I are like, we're buddies sitting around having a drink or coffee, and we just feel so much more connected. And maybe you relate and you're like, hey man, I'm gonna send this guy a personal note here at the end, thanking him for sharing that. So you have to understand, it's okay to be in that situation. It actually is beneficial for you, for the world, when you open up, all right? So it's good talk therapy, and we all need this more than you think. In fact, my friend Bedros Koulian, he just wrote Man Up. He sold 25,000 copies of that book in like 2 weeks. He has a franchise that's on track to be a $100 million company very soon. But only 4 or 5 years ago, that franchise was on the verge of bankruptcy. And I didn't know this. He was suffering in silence. And, you know, I was calling him out on that suffering in silence for a long time. And he went on and made a lot of changes. And I've known him for over 9 years now. And I can say that if I can trace his evolution back to the most important factor, it is not hanging around me, even though he gives me a lot of love on page 54, 56 of his book. Not that I'm counting, right? But it wasn't me. But it was his decision to work with a therapist, a guy that he calls Dr. Kevin. And so for over a year, Bedros met Dr. Kevin for weekly sessions. And it's funny, like he stopped after the year or so because he made such breakthroughs. And the other day he said to me, you know what? I should go back to Dr. Kevin, because having this therapy was huge for him. So I saw this significant transformation take place in Bedros' life, you know, as he went from chapter one to chapter two, as he started not from scratch, but definitely started doing things different. And that talk therapy was huge. So I highly recommend, whether you work with a professional, whether you simply just talk into a microphone and just record your thoughts, or you journal, or whatever it is that you do, get the thoughts out of your head. Because that was a huge step for him. Journaling is a first step. It's not the only step you'll need to take. But the talk therapy that Bedros used to overcome his limiting beliefs and man up and take full control of his business and personal life allowed him to become, man, one of the strongest, most confident men and women that I know. I mean, there's not very many people I know that are as strong as him. So it's really, really fantastic. I'm very proud of him, and it's a huge lesson for all of us. Now, the deeper fix to your limiting beliefs is beyond the scope of this email, because again, I highly recommend going to a professional. But what I've outlined here is a very important first step, and you must rid yourself of these limiting beliefs if you want to go to the second chapter in your life, in business, or in relationships. If you feel like you're struggling and spinning your wheels, yes, there are the mechanics of starting a business and putting together your sales copy and doing videos, but if inside you still have the e-brake on, you know, you are going to always be held back and never have those big breakthroughs, okay? So very, very important to overcome those limiting beliefs. And when you're ready, you can use the mechanics that we're about to talk about now to grow faster in business, all right? So let's jump into the mechanics now, because even if you don't fix the limiting beliefs, these will still have a huge, huge effect and on a positive way for your growth in your business. So whether you're overcoming the limiting beliefs or making a career transition, what you're about to do is what I call go on a hero's journey. Hero's journey is how I traveled my hero's journey, jumping from world famous fitness expert to world renowned author and person known as the world's most disciplined man, and now the coach to people like Bedros and Sharon Srivatsa, who's speaking at my event, and Shanda Sumter, an 8-figure female entrepreneur. And I have so many clients in so many industries that have used my systems and have gone on this hero's journey under my care. And so this journey is not easy, but it's relatively simple. I like to say that even climbing Mount Everest is simple, but not easy. It's just like, hey, follow those Sherpas, right? You know, simple, but not easy. But you're not creating a new path when you climb Mount Everest. It's not like, oh, well, we're not going to tell you how to get up there. No, they give you the map and you follow it. To follow the path that's been taken before. Of course, it's brutally hard, but it is simple. It is simple at the end of the day. So the first step in starting again in your career, creating a new product or opening a new business, requires digging deep into your soul with some of the toughest questions that you can ask. And the questions go like this, and I'm going to use a coaching business as an example, but you can obviously apply these questions to any type of business, whether you sell machines, manufacturer stuff, whatever it is. Don't tell me that these questions won't work because I applied them to a coaching model for this podcast, all right? So the first question is, who do you want to serve? Second question, which is important as well, is who are you willing to serve that will actually pay you? Okay, so a lot of people come to me and say they want to be a life coach and they want to help people overcome their bad mindset. Great. That's your dream job. You have no hope in heck of turning that into a six-figure business, okay? Because you don't have a huge following and people won't pay for that stuff. At least not if you don't have critical credibility and a following and some celebrity. Good luck. No. So you have to figure out who would actually pay you and what they're willing to pay you for. And then you have to figure out which of those groups am I willing to work with. So you might have to start off personal training, build up your business that way, build up your fame, build up your cash reserves, and then start moving into that lifey coachy stuff, all right? You have to understand that. Next, you have to think about what's the best way to sell your product or service. What's the best way to sell it? Is through Instagram, like that's the best way for me right now. Also through referrals and email marketing. A little bit through Facebook ads, but not that's not the best. So identify the best way. And then identify who the person is that's going to make the buying decision, especially if you want to sell corporate coaching, right? If you're selling corporate coaching or corporate seminars, who's the person that actually makes the decision? Now, maybe you want to reach the executive, but the executive themselves, they might not have the money to pay for it. Now, they might say, well, the company should pay for it. And if you're trying to reach the executive, and that's your audience, and that's who you make all your videos for, but they're not the ones who can actually pull out the credit card and make the payment, then you are going to not build your business fast enough. So you need to make sure that you are communicating with the person who makes the buying decision. And you have to figure out what's the best way to reach that person who makes the decision. Another example is personal trainers who want to do programs for young athletes. Well, the young athlete is not going to whip out the credit card. The parent is. So you really have to walk the fine line of providing content that's valuable to the end user, but also to make sure that you are reaching the person who can pull out the credit card. Another question I like to ask, and this is number six here, is what's the business model that is out there and exists right now that you would love to model? Oh my goodness, look at that person. They got this great coaching business. They have certified coaches. And I'm saying this for myself. I'm saying, like, look at Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has Tony Robbins certified coaches. Tony does the speaking. Tony pushes the people into the coaching. He has some high level coaching, but people are willing to pay for Tony Robbins certified coaches. And for me right now, that's a bottleneck. Everybody wants Craig Ballantyne to coach them. Now, I have people who are trained in my processes, and that's really important because the processes work. They work, but everybody wants to come to my training sessions. So I need to figure out, well, I know the answer. I know the answer is to manufacture more celebrity. I need to figure out how to manufacture more celebrity. So, of course, I'll never be Tony's level. I don't want to be at Tony's level, but I want to get people help. And I know that people can get help through my processes, and they don't require me being at all of my training sessions. So we're going to fix that. All right. So I need to figure out that business model. Next question. What are the best ways to build your personal brand to support this business? And for me, the greater I build that personal brand, the better I'm going to be able to get following that Tony Robbins model. So for me, it's Instagram and some Facebook. It's YouTube. I'm underutilizing YouTube. But these are the questions you have to ask yourself. Number eight, what's the fastest way to make money, get a quick win, okay? You have to get a quick win. When you get a quick win, you get momentum, and that gives you motivation, and that keeps you coming back. But if you're trying to sell, like if you're trying to sell the lifey coachy stuff, you are going to get a lot of quick losses, and it is going to demotivate you. And I've had a lot of clients who have been hitting the panic button and sent me the panic button emails. Oh, I don't know, Craig, maybe I'm just going to give up. Oh, I don't know if this is going to work. Craig, another bad week. And I'm like, understand that what you are doing, we're going to have to shift things a little bit to get you some quick wins. And I got them some speaking engagements, and I got them in front of the right people, and I got them some clients, not exactly what they wanted to start with, but clients nonetheless. And that gave them the cash reserves to realize they're not going to miss rent this month and give them a bit of breathing room, but also help people in a way they enjoy. Not their perfect way, but we're working towards that. So you have to make some money. You have to get quick wins so that you get the momentum and keep the motivation. That is super important. Now, I think I may have saved the most important questions for last. Number nine is, how are you different from everyone else in your space? How are you different from everyone else in this space? Because listen, if you're just another apple in the apple orchard, people are going to compare you against all the other apples. Whoa, that other one's sweeter. Those other ones are bigger. This one's shinier and redder than yours. Next thing you know, it's like hard to stand out in an apple orchard if you're just another apple. But if you're an orange, if you're the only orange in the apple orchard, people are going to go, you know what, we should get some oranges too. And so I want you to think, how are you different from everyone else in this space? What are you offering? What is your background, your critical credibility that sets you apart? Think about that. You really, really need to dive deep. And that goes back into some of the things that you overcome. Your story can set you apart. You know, were you addicted to alcohol? Does that set you apart? I have a new friend, a guy named Brian Penny. He's from Dublin, Ireland. And he was a heroin addict for a long time. And now he is writing articles about how he overcame that. And he's speaking in front of corporations. And, you know, obviously I'm not suggesting you go out and become a heroin addict. Not at all. But he knows what his differentiation point is, and that's important. For me, I'm the world's most disciplined man. I'm not the person who came up with that, but a lot of people call me that because they believe it, and that makes me differentiated from so many other people. All right, so many things to think about. Not sure what makes you different. Well, one of my clients, Eric Bach, who's an online coach, and he helps personal trainers start online coaching. He gets him accountability updates, as all my coaching clients do. And I was talking about this in one of my coaching emails to my clients. And Eric said, you know what, Craig, that's great. Great point about differentiation. Here's one thing that I use to help my clients niche down is I have them fill out a simple sentence. So have your listeners, have your other clients try this. So it's, I help target audience accomplish ultimate desire without fear of frustration. Okay. So I help blank accomplish blank without blank. So here are some examples I made up using Eric's template for some of my other clients, okay? So my friend Greg O'Gallagher is very famous on Instagram. He has 250,000 followers. He has a business called Kino Body. He sells supplements. He sells workout programs. If I was Greg, I would say, I help men get muscular and shredded without obsessing over nutrition and even eating whatever they want, okay? My friend Shanda Sumter, who's my client, who's a speaker at the Perfect Life Retreat, she helps female entrepreneurs. And if I was her, I would say, I help female entrepreneurs build an email list and get more clients without wasting money on Facebook. Okay, that's Shanda's little only statement. And then my friend John Romanello, New York Times bestseller, he's been in my workshop, he's a great friend of mine. He would say, I help experts find their voice, write better, stand out, and attract clients without sounding like every other expert in the industry. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I hope John steals that one, wordsmiths it a little bit better because that guy knows his words, but that'll be a good one for him. Now that's a good place to start, but it's not a great place to stop. And so last week I rewrote a differentiation statement for a brand new workshop client. And after she read this, she wrote back and said, I am now the president of the Craig Valentine Fan Club. And I said to her, good luck, because there's a lot of people that already claim that spot. Anyway, so this is what I wrote for Melissa, who is an advertising executive transitioning into the second chapter of her life and her career, which is coaching other entrepreneurs. So I wrote this about Melissa, and it goes like this. Melissa is a mom first and female leader second, and she's part of the 1% of women that have managed to smash through the C-suite glass ceiling of corporate America. As a pioneer of women in the boardroom, she has taken the arrows so that her peers and the next generation will have more success and less stress. Melissa has lived both the nightmare and the dream of being an independent woman fighting the old boys on their home turf. She's won the game, and now she wants to help you create the rules for success in the new era of corporate America. You hand that to somebody who's looking for female speakers, and look out. That is going to be a game changer for her. So that's really, really awesome. Now, I want you to go and do that for yourself, all right? Answer those 10 questions. Answer the 10 questions. They'll be in the show notes of the podcast at earlytoriseradio.com for episode 81. And write those questions down, answer them, think about them, create that differentiation statement, and don't forget to breathe, okay? I know it's a lot of work, but if you do this now, it sets a very solid foundation for your future success, all right? Now, a slightly less scary place to start. There's another question I want to ask, and it goes like this. What model business exists in your space that you would like to replicate? Now, after that solid foundation of success, now that you know who you want to help and how you're going to help them and why you're different, it's time to start attracting people into your world. And I call this, perhaps it's politically incorrect, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not in this new era, but I call it the honey trap. Honey trap. Yeah, I know. You're going to attract more people with honey than you are with vinegar, okay? So you're going to go out there. I mean, that's why I share my limiting belief story, because people know, love, and trust me, okay? I'm going to build that know, love, and trust factor because I'm sharing honey. It's like a story that people will share. It's valuable content, and it's not common for people to go out and say, yeah, I had a fear of rejection, but it's going to have a huge impact, all right? So people are going to share this podcast, this free gift, and then it's going to start bringing people into my world who want my help. Now, when you're creating your free gift, what you need to do is start working in reverse, okay? We're doing what I call reverse goal setting, breaking it down backwards. If the goal is to get people to become a coaching client for me or for you, or if the goal is to get someone to buy your diet book, or if the goal is to get someone to buy a house from you, think about what information you could give them right now that gives them a quick victory, okay? We want to give them fast results because that demonstrates credibility. It gets them to like us because, oh my gosh, they just gave me a really valuable gift. I like this person. So I want you to think about that. You want to give them a quick victory because you want them to have momentum and you want them to keep their motivation. Now, it also proves that you're an authority. And it'd be really cool if you could tell them something the opposite of what most people tell them. And what most people tell the world in my industry is go out and be strong. Yeah, be confident. You know, post really cool stuff on Instagram. Nobody says, hey, you know what? Go take your, you know, biggest embarrassing thing here, your limiting belief in life, and you know what? Go share it on the internet. I think there's a couple of people that say that. Obviously, Brené Brown says that. She's a wonderful woman. And my friend James Altucher is the president of what my mentor Mark Ford calls confession porn, which is where you just spew out your worst incidences in life. And James Altucher does that to an extreme level. But it's also brought him a lot of fame and success in life. And he's helped a lot of people overcome a lot of obstacles by confessing so many of his worst nightmares. So I'm not the only person saying that, but it is quite opposite of the people out there teaching you to put pretty pictures on Instagram and as if that's a business strategy. All right. So, and the other thing about your honey trap is that you need to show them that if you can give them a quick victory, you need to also help them understand there's so much they don't know and that you're the only person that can help them. So the free gift that covers these foundations will get you a lot closer to the sale. Now, as you continue your journey, your transition and starting from scratch and, you know, going from your career or your first business over to this new business, much like I did when I was going from fitness to becoming the world's most disciplined man, you also have to build your audience. So that free gift is no good if no one knows about it. But the free gift is an important part of building your audience because you're going to have that free gift, that free report, that thing that people are going to give you their email list, their contact information for in order to get it. But if nobody knows about it, you're never getting an email list. So you need to consistently create contrarian content, clearly communicated content so that you stand out, are seen as an authority, giving you critical credibility. So when I was young in my first career, I got into Men's Health magazine. I started saying things like cardio is a waste of time. You need to do interval training. And back in 2000, hardly anyone was saying that. So I stood way out. And that was giving me my critical credibility. I was seen as an authority and allowed me to generate publicity that attracted people to my offer. It was the maximum honey trap, the best one I could have. And that allowed me to have a very, very successful career in the fitness industry. And so today it can still be done through writing, okay? Writing still works. Same with podcasting. Obviously, podcasting works because you're listening to it right now. But video works better than everything else. But, you know, you got every single method. You've got writing, you've got audio, you've got video. And regardless of which you choose, here's a good way to go about it, right? Because you're thinking, well, what content do I create? I'm actually really shocked when experts say to me, I don't know what content to create. Like, what do you mean you don't know what content to create? You spend all day long talking about your expertise. You've got so much content. You've forgotten more content than 99% of people in your industry will ever even know. All right. So what I want you to do is make a list of the five most important messages you need to cover. Make a list of the five most important topics. So let's say that you're a real estate agent in Newport Beach and you want people to know the five most important things about buying a home in Southern California. Okay, you gotta know this about the right time of year to look for a home. You've got to know this about the zoning restrictions. You got to know this about the school restrictions. All these things so that you find the best home for you. Okay, these are the five messages that you need to start talking about. And once you have those five messages, you then start making three content pieces for each message. So you need a teaching version, a personal story version about how you use this in your life or business, and a social proof version about a case study of a friend or client that you've helped. So let's go to the fitness expert, a diet expert. Well, you know, they got to talk about how maybe in their opinion that calorie counting doesn't matter, that protein is the most important thing, that you only need to eat this, you know, many servings of fruits and vegetables, that you should do intermittent fasting, and that you can have a cheat meal twice a week, not just once a week. Okay, those are the five most important messages that you want to get across. Then you would go and do three different versions of each one of those five messages. So you have 15 total messages. You do a teaching version, a personal story version, and a social proof version. So a teaching version of the cheat meal would be, when you have a cheat meal, you know, it does this to this hormone and that accelerates fat burning and it resets your metabolism and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, you lose fat. Great, that's a teaching version. That's helpful, but it's even better when you have a personal story version and it's like a hero's journey. Like, oh, I was 30 pounds overweight. I had no energy. I was so frustrated, in my first career as a corporate executive. And then I started, you know, doing a deep dive into this intermittent fast, you know, sorry, the cheat meal stuff. And I was like, I hated starving myself all week long and never being able to eat my favorite foods. And I just gave up. And one day I had a cheat meal. And the next day I was 2 pounds lighter. I was like, what's going on here? You know, and so then you tell, you know, that's your personal story. Really dramatic, obviously much more entertaining than the teaching version. And then you have a social proof version. And then I started telling all my, you know, once I became an expert in cheat meals, I started telling all my friends. And, you know, I love this because my brother-in-law, he never believed that I knew anything. And he was always such a jerk to me. One day I was eating 2 hamburgers at the family barbecue and I was lean and he was just so pissed off because he had been dieting and following like Atkins or something. He hated life and he wasn't losing any weight. He was unsuccessful. He was a vegan. Let's say he's a vegan because on Atkins, he wouldn't be hating life because he'd be eating cheeseburgers. And so he's a vegan. He couldn't even eat the cheeseburger. And he was so frustrated because he grew up eating cheeseburgers and he was sick and tired of having the belly fat. And he said to me, listen, buddy, I'm sick and tired of you having your 6-pack abs and eating burgers in front of me. Tell me what pill you're taking. And I told him, no pill. I was using cheat meals, strategic cheat meals. He laughed at me. Let's try to get into my gym bag and look at my pills, which I didn't have any pills, of course, because I was just using cheat meals. And then I told him about it, and I even designed him a 7-week program. Or 7-day program. I designed him a 7-day program. And I did it with spite, you know, and I still did it because I knew, you know, I wanted my sister to be happy. And the next thing, you know, 7 days goes by and he's lost 5 pounds. And now we're buddies. Now we're buddies and he almost has a 6-pack. But, you know, I don't give him all my secrets because I don't want to have him as good of a 6-pack as I do. I always want to be, you know, 2% body fat lower. But he's very, very happy. My sister is happy. Their kids are happy. Everybody's happy. And, you know, my wife's happy too. And so that's the thing. That's the social proof version. Obviously, you can tell that's a whole lot more fun to tell than the teaching version. So I just made that up as I was going along here. I obviously had the right amount of caffeine today. So you're going to post articles like that. You're going to post video versions on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and maybe even LinkedIn if it's appropriate. And in most cases, it is appropriate. Okay, LinkedIn is underutilized by a lot of people. So be consistent. Post Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and maybe more frequently on Instagram and Facebook. Well, definitely more frequently on Instagram and Facebook. So once you've done the 3 messages for the 5 content pieces, go back. Okay, now you've got 15 videos or whatever. Go back, and you're going to use the same themes. Just tell different stories in different locations for each of those 5 messages. Put this on repeat, just like when you go see an AC/DC concert. You don't want to hear their new music. You want to hear Back in Black, Highway to Hell, you know, Thunderstruck. You don't want to hear like, oh, we're into this new experimental music. No, you don't want to hear that. You want them to play the hits, all right? So you're going to play the hits for your people, put it on repeat, add in a few motivational rants, and soon you're going to have an amazing following, okay? Oh, P.S., make sure to add a call to action at the end of each video to go to a free report, right? That free gift so that you build your list and you have it all in place, all right? So listen, we are running out of time here and you have big goals and dreams and deadlines to meet, okay? So keep me posted on your progress, all right? As you make the journey from chapter 1 in your life to chapter 2, I've got more information. I'm going to pick this message up again soon. This was a lot of fun doing a deep dive. It was a little more businessy than most cases, but we did overcome some personal limiting beliefs at the start. So keep me posted on your progress, all right? Or as I used to say before I switched to speaking American, keep me posted on your progress. And please keep sending any referrals my way to the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. You are the best, okay? So that's where we're going to end off this show. It's been absolutely amazing. I will say I'm getting ready for the Perfect Life Retreat. It's oversold. And I have so many of my workshops are sold out too. We actually have 405 attendees coming to the retreat. I only made 400 goodie bags. So if you're coming, make sure you get there early. I'll be signing books that evening. And if you can't make the retreat, I've opened up a couple of workshops for 2019. So look on the calendar at perfectlifeworkshop.com. And finally, if your business is doing 7 figures or more, then Bedros Koulian and I are having an epic Empire Mastermind meeting on January 29th and 30th with special guest speakers Cameron Harold, the COO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, former COO. He talks about how he built that from $0 to $100 million. And also Chris Harder will be there. He is an amazing guy, a Midwestern guy who lives in California now. He has a great podcast called For the Love of Money. Good friend of mine. And also we're going to have, this is amazing, Tom Bilyeu from Questbar, formerly of Questbar. So he started it, built it up to a billion dollar business, sold that. So email me if you want to sit in on that one. Okay. So email me at craig@godfather.com. That's for people doing seven figures or more with their businesses. In most cases, of course, we let some six figure earners come in, and it's a great environment. You're going to meet Vince Del Monte, Xander Fryer, and all of our other clients in that mastermind. Okay. So lots of stuff today. This was really, really fun. All right. So listen, until then, until we meet at one of my events, make sure you send me an Instagram direct message at Real Craig Valentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. And let's get you the coaching you need to transform your life physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally so that you can start your second act or write your second chapter immediately. All right. Also, would love to hear what you thought of today's show. Okay. Give it to me straight. Let me know. Let me know if sharing my limiting beliefs with you was helpful. And head over to iTunes and give me a review and a 5-star ranking. All right. Now, if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm still writing chapter one and I'm frustrated and I want to go to chapter two, and you need help with this so you can increase your income and impact and still have an amazing work-life balance, then let me teach you in person, okay? Let me hold you accountable as you make these changes. So here's exactly what to do next. You're going to go to perfectlifeworkshop.com. You're going to apply to work with me at the next coaching event. And I can't wait to hear from you, okay? So go to perfectlifeworkshop.com right now and let's help you build that perfect business and live your perfect life, because you are unstoppable. And I will see you soon.